We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello,
nine, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
15-Minute Morning Show podcast. We fit more people in here than ever before.
Yay!
But except for one person, Scotty, in the other room. Hi, Scotty.
Yeah, I can't fit in there.
Oh.
And here's Gandhi.
Hello.
And here's Gary.
What up?
And here's Garrett. Our special guest, David Katz, is here.
Yay!
David Katz!
I apologize in advance.
Here's Danielle.
Hello.
Here's Nate.
Hello.
And hi, how are you? All right, where do we start? Let's start with our special guest, David.
Terrific.
What say you, David?
What say me? Can we talk about fate?
Yes.
So, normally when I would come down to the radio station, I would take the subway. This morning I had a doctor's appointment. I'm going, do I want to walk all the way back to the subway to come here? No, I'm going to take a cab. So I take a cab, and we turn down 55th Street, and a truck is backing out, blocking traffic. Do I want to stay in the cab, or should I get out and walk? I got out and walked. As I'm waiting at 55th and 5th Avenue to cross over, someone goes, hey, Dave Katz! It was a fraternity brother of mine from college.
Wow.
Hadn't seen him in 25 years.
Wow.
Had I not done all of those things,
yep,
I would not have seen him. And interesting enough, he manages buildings for a living. He manages this building.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
Can we have an in?
World.
Can you give us a discount?
I'm going to try. And I get 10%.
So let's talk about fate.
Yes, David.
Okay, but you see, not to throw this out the window, but let's say fate had played a different hand, and you had stayed in the cab. Who's to say that you wouldn't have hopped out of the cab when you got here and ran into another friend who owed you $100,000? They've been trying to find you for years.
Oh, true.
A distinct possibility, considering how many friends owe me that money.
I don't know. Do you ever think about, like, if I left the house 1 second earlier, yeah, I may, yeah, have been, yeah, hit by a car that, who, uh-huh, may,
oh,
have,
yeah,
run a stop sign. And may have,
yeah, yeah,
hurt.
All the time. Have you seen the movie Sliding Doors?
Yes. Yeah. That's what I was just thinking.
That's exactly. I think,
yeah,
ever since I saw that movie, that's all I think about all,
yeah,
the time.
Same, just the other day, I was literally driving behind a car, and somebody exited off the parkway and slammed into the car in front of me. If I got in front of that car a little bit earlier, it would have been me. So, yep, it's just, things just work out the way they're, yep, supposed to, I guess.
I had a David situation. I had a David situation yesterday. So normally I leave as soon as the show's over after I get all my work done. But I was staying around working on some back-end stuff on the app, and Gandhi's like, hey, can I get a ride home? So I waited until you guys were done with your production. As we're walking out, I ran into a guy I haven't seen in 9 years. He lived in New York and he moved to LA, and he just happened to be getting a juice and walked on the same corner. We literally stopped as we were crossing the street and we're like, Todd, awesome. Garrett?
Yeah, I know. But wow. 1 minute off.
It, of no, course.
Yeah. Seconds.
Ned not Ryerson. Ned Ryerson.
Groundhog Day.
Sorry.
David Katz knows every line from every movie ever made before the year 1987.
Stephen Tobolowsky, a Carney Award winner. Thank you very much.
That's David. David would get mad at me. He'll go,
how do you not know that line?
Yeah, we'd be riding in traffic. He'll go, what do you say, Martha? What movie is that? And I go, what do you say, Martha? I don't know. And he hit me. Are you kidding me? You didn't watch Back to the Future? Or, you know, inserts old movie line here.
Do you do that to your wife, too?
Oh, yeah. You know which one I do with her? From the movie Trading Places. They certainly are a musical people, aren't they? Yes, my wife is Bayesian. I can say those things. Okay. And she laughs, thank God. But I do it to her.
Okay. All you do is just... I bet she probably abuses you 15 times more than you abuse her.
She and the dogs combined.
Yeah, okay.
I've been trying to talk people out of getting multiple dogs.
Yes. Yes.
I've got two. I love them.
Well, obviously, I failed.
David, Skiri, and myself had a lovely man date last week, and it was a great little bonding experience for the three of us. We had a little bit of bacon, a little bit of steak, saw a show.
Little
it was
bit
a good
of bacon
time.
In my life. Sorry, I heard you play that song earlier.
You know what? And I was about to say along those lines, it was nice to get out of the monotony of this. Same people that I always hang out with. Like, I have my Hoboken friends here.
Like, Jetski Brian and
Jetski Brian and Falco and Indian Matt, those guys. And then I got my Brooklyn friends over there.
And but Tattletale it's always, Tony.
And I have my girlfriend, and then I have my family. And
it's Fuckstick like Frankie. How's Fuckstick doing?
Fuckstick Frankie.
Prosciutto Pat. Prosciutto Pat.
When did Fuckstick Frankie join the group?
He's one of your friends' names.
So it was just nice because the dynamic and the chemistry is different because I switched up my group. Because I usually don't have dinner with David very often or Nate. Mm-hmm. So the three of us came together. I'm like, this was kind of fun. I would like to do this again sometime. Yeah. Because it brought new conversation into my world or different types of things.
Well, that's good.
We discussed.
And next time, for a foursome, bring Fuckstick with you.
Anyway, sorry. That was my point. I digress.
How's it going in there, Scotty?
It's going great. I'm just trying to not have dead air here for a second.
Yeah, Scotty's still working. We're just playing.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why people don't understand. Like, well, why don't you hang out with them? I'm still running the show in here while you guys are doing that, so I have to kind of be in here and paying attention.
It's not that we smell.
No, not today.
We're having all this fun.
Without you.
What movie is that from?
No, no. Quick. Scotty got a new toy he's excited about in there.
What'd you get?
I wouldn't call it a toy. I stole a mail cart from another floor because I'm just trying to find some place to put all my cereal because it's gathering on the floor and
I'm
out of space.
I heard that's becoming a problem.
Yeah, it's a fire hazard.
What's going on?
Who said that?
Well,
who told you that?
Apparently.
A problem?
Well,
what?
somebody told me. That you've got a little hoarding situation going on in there now.
Well, I mean, it's cereal. It's not really hoarding.
Is a problem?
Who's the somebody that
told you? Is someone asking him to clean it out? Or they're just commenting on the fact he's a slob?
That. B.
Oh. Yeah.
That sounds like something Andrew would say.
I'm not divulging my source.
I said the word rat. Is that part of the problem with the attraction to vermin?
You know, believe it or not, last when we had the cereal library in the old studio, there was never any roaches.
Never
cereal
a roach.
Library.
Not even an ant.
Because the cereal was so old and nasty. The mice didn't even want to get near it.
I don't know what to do with it. I'm running into a problem again here because the boxes are piling up. Can't throw it out.
Then you gotta police that.
I don't understand why you didn't get shelves. Weren't you getting shelves?
I was told I wasn't allowed to.
Who told you that?
David just met his college roommate.
I'll call him.
Yeah. But I
he manages the building.
I said from the beginning that what we should do in the kitchen down the hall is we should put those cereal dispensers, and after we try them, I'll dump them into the dispenser and let people here eat them, with the knobby things.
The knobby
and I'll just keep refilling them with different cereals.
Is there a health code violation there?
And plus, we can't have nice things.
But can we go back to why you said, why can't you throw them out? You said you can't throw them out.
Because I have a cereal podcast. I can't throw cereal away. I don't know.
You've done this. You've tested the cereal. You tried it.
Yes.
Some of them you've hated.
It's gone.
You know what? It's probably something in my brain that won't allow me to do that.
It's nostalgia.
Like hoarding. It's also so wasteful, though, yeah, right? Yeah, to just try a box of cereal and then throw it out.
Yeah, I won't throw it. I don't want to throw it out.
Why can't you just put a couple of boxes in the kitchen and, like, see?
Because for some, because something in my head tells me that I have to keep the box.
Scotty, I'm with you. And it's the same thing, like for instance, like with legacy electronic equipment for me. I have to have my CD players and my tape decks and my turntables. I can't get rid of them.
Wait, you call them a legacy equipment?
It's called legacy equipment, and that's the old school analog stuff. That's like, you know, an actual physical, you know, AM FM radio. You know,
do you still have an 8-track player?
I don't have an 8-track, but oh no, oh my god! But I do have a reel to reel, an audio reel to reel, and I have two movie projectors from my aunt, my great aunt Millie, and my parents. And I refuse to part with this stuff, and it's sitting in storage. I'll never use it. You don't listen to the media on that stuff anymore.
Right, I'll come over. We can watch some Super 8 movie films.
it's all porn, right?
Similarly.
Scotty, if you give me your boxes, I'll make you something out of it.
I have hundreds of them.
Give them to me.
Okay.
What are you going to do, a collage or something like that?
I'll make you something to hang behind you.
Okay, I will do that.
How about a scrapbook?
I would love that because this wall is bare. I need something.
Give them to me.
Done.
Okay.
Good Thank idea. You. That's a good idea.
Yeah. See?
Problem solved.
It's a sickness, though.
You want to sell that movie projector?
Yeah. I'll give it to you for free.
Okay.
My mom said that my grandpa used to watch this movie on a movie projector, and it was this girl. She was belly dancing, and she was topless. And she would always tell my mom, you can't watch this movie, but she always knew what it was. And so when he wasn't around, she'd sneak the movie. And that was like the first, like, porn back then with the topless dancer on the projector. I don't know. It wasn't somebody we knew, but it was an actual movie.
It was on a reel?
Yeah, it was like a reel.
You can give it to Scary. You want to watch it?
Yeah, but our family, we have old family movies on Super 8, no sound, you know, you got to run it through the machine. Yeah. And we still have the projector somewhere. I think I should probably transfer it at some point before it falls apart.
Did you ever have those family nights? I mean, we're old enough that you know, we'd sit up in the playroom, we'd put up the screen, the projector, and watch those great home movies without any sound. Did you guys do that at all?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
How much fun was that?
So much. And who in this room is old enough to remember when the movie projector came into your classroom on the media cart?
Uh-huh,
Remember that?
Yes.
I thought my
Nintendo 64 was old.
And the thing would go, it would come off the reel, and everybody was like, hello. How about when there was a slideshow and it beeped and then you'd go, change it, and it was your job to change the slide projector.
And you always wanted to be the kid.
Yeah.
Whenever they wanted to volunteer, I'd be like, me, I want to push the button.
Yeah.
I'd get so excited.
It was on a record and it would beep.
The Media Geeks.
Yes.
That's the name.
That's right.
The AV Club.
The AV Club.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Did any of you ever work in the cafeteria at school?
No.
They would make like one or two kids per week like do detail in the...
What,
cabinet.
AP duty?
In jail?
Yeah, and I would get paid?
Out. I was like, I'm not going to do that. I got out of it every single time.
Wow.
My mom would call in sick, so I'm going to have to go to
school. Oh, wait a second. I was the chocolate milk monitor. Because to make sure the kids... Oh, I had
that makes
hand
so much sense.
They wouldn't allow, job.
They wouldn't allow kids to... Because there was the regular milk and the chocolate milk. They wouldn't allow the kids to reach their hands in because they were going to take two or three. So I would have to stand there and hand it and put it on their tray so they wouldn't go near the refrigerator. So I was the chocolate milk guy.
And how about safety patrol?
Did any of you on that was the worst
safety squad.
I was on safety patrol.
Hated the safety patrol.
I was the sergeant. I would yell at kids for running in the hallway,
would,
take their names down.
Sergeant.
People
and,
hate
yes.
Them.
You would be a sergeant in a safety patrol.
Dude, where I grew up, the safety monitor like had their underwear pulled over their head and stuffed.
Yeah,
their
my
lungs.
Badge was a different color because
you had a
I
badge?
Was. I was we had a sash with a badge. Someone got to go to the crosswalk, and I would write kids' names down for running in the hall.
Of course you did. You narc.
I was also the pullout monitor. We used to have quiet like lunch periods sometimes, and I used to walk around, and if I saw people talking, I'm like, get out. And then I used to have to go to the front row.
Wait, hold on. They would put you in that position?
Yeah.
See, that's not cool.
That's not nice.
My school was like that. We had like four or five of us walking around. And
you
I was,
said yes to
as
it?
As a senior, and I'd be like, you two, get out. Get out. And then
as a bouncer is kind of funny to me.
Yeah. And then when we went outside to play, those kids who were not eating their lunch silently, they had to go stand against the wall.
Why? For the rest of the Nazi high.
Elementary
school. They would shoot them. They would beat them with baseball bats.
This is the whole world.
Wait a minute. Lunch is supposed to be a place where you can let it all out.
Lunch
Why
was
would
a
you
fun time.
Stop kids lunch, from talking?
There was the cold lunch kids and the hot lunch kids.
The cold lunch kids weren't allowed to talk?
The cold lunch kids.
Racist.
And the hot lunch kids, while they were the first 25 minutes, they had to be silent.
Why?
I don't know.
Stupid.
And the younger kids had to have put their heads down. I'm like, this. I'm not even kidding.
Where the fuck did you go to school?
PS204.
Oh, my God. It sounds like a lot of fun.
And then you went outside, and then the people got to play. The kids got to play, but not everyone got to play. The ones who had were pulled out by the pullout monitors had to, like, stand against the wall.
You would consciously steal recess from people?
It wasn't it was lunch.
Would people pay you off?
Scary.
No, but I...
That seems like the Brooklyn way.
I gotta be honest. Did that not go on in any other show?
No.
Well, not that we're aware of.
And how the name Pullout Anthony hasn't stuck over the years is beyond me.
They were strict as hell, man.
That's really crazy.
You know what I used to do in lunch? The little milk cartons that you would get for lunch was a quarter, whatever it was. Our cafeteria had those walls that would fold out so they could make it, you know, another room. You know those walls that accordion walls?
Retractable walls.
So we would each get containers of milk, and we would pull the wall out just a little bit and put it inside one of the folds. Then we would all go up against the wall and smush it, and milk would just flow all over the floor.
See, you should have gone to school with Scary. You needed discipline. Yeah.
Yeah. You've been standing against a wall in no time.
Scary would pull you out so quickly.
Yeah, right.
And it would, out.
And it would continue in middle school, too, with Mr. Orsini. He was the gym teacher who presided over lunch, and he'd be like, pass the line of demarcation and enter the halls of nutrition. And then everyone would run in.
What?
This was my people.
This sounds like an acid trip.
Yeah.
What a shitty fucking school.
And like, you! Rapid mastication is bad for you! But that's what he used to do.
What?
I'm not making this shit up.
Yeah, he was telling you you're eating too fast.
Yeah.
Rapid mastication.
Rapid mastication. The effects of rapid mastication.
Did you go to school in the 30s?
I know.
That's how they spoke. That was middle school.
You're eating too fast there, kiddo. Slow down there, hey? We got to get out of here.
Yeah, we do.
We've learned way too much.
I'm going to go stand in the corner.
Yes, up against the wall.
Scary, kick us out.
Masticating way too fast.
Oh,
kick us out, Scary.
All right. Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.